Dear reader, or in this case, listener, when I bought my new MP3 player, I had toyed with the idea of using it to post audio on my blog, since it has this nice dictaphone feature. Before I entirely forgot the endeavor, misplaced my MP3 player, found it again or bought a new one and remembered the idea, it was a good thing I was reminded of it so conveniently by the Daily Post Writing Challenge. It would have really been a bummer if you had to wait for me to do all those things before finally hearing my voice on this blog. Yeah, honestly, well, I try to avoid using the name of the supposed Almighty, since I don't believe in his existence. You get the picture. Yes, it is my voice, distorted only by the recording device, which I hope is negligible. Speaking of voice, the reason I was intrigued by the idea of an audio post is mainly because it is still easier for me to follow my train of thought speaking freely than when writing. When I write, I am often hampered by my tendency to overanalyze. Wait, I just did that. You see, or hear, whatever suits you. I actually wrote this whole damn thing down before I recorded it. But there is a reason. While I wrote this, it was just 5:45 a.m., and I didn't want to risk waking my host, who so kindly provide me with an internet connection. Not that they deny me the connection if I accidentally woke them with my passionate, thundering voice. But please, I ought to show some respect and be decent to the people feeding me and lending me their couch. And yet the experimental value is not lost. You see, or hear, here we go again. There is much more to the message than just the words. Look into yourself while you read. You may not be forming the words with your mouth as you read them, nor are you actively engaging your vocal cords, but still, you hear your own voice inside your mind giving the words sound. And your voice in your innermost mind is by no means monotonous while you read, unless you're one of those lobotomized monkeys, in which case you have a hard time reading in the first place. You read, you hear in your mind, and what you hear in your mind gives the message you receive the subtext. As phenomenal as this common ability is, the message is nonetheless distorted. If you're an experienced lecturer, you will be aware that everything can be read to an audience with great variation. Expressing the written word differently can change the subtext more than subtly. Lecturer is a highly valued art for a reason. Consequently, there is more room for interpretation and misinterpretation when reading a text than when hearing the original author read it out aloud. He reads it as he intends it to be read. The tone of voice sets the frame for the content before the first word is finished. You will have noticed that, while many things I write are intended for amusement, this is serious deliberation. Simply by paying attention to my voice. If I said it in a language that no person could possibly understand, you would still know that this is not a joke. The part about losing the MP3 player, finding it again, etc., that was a joke, I mean. See? This pause was slightly longer than the pause between my other words or any other sentence. It means something occurred to me. And now you are evaluating the significance it had to me, and therefore the entire message. Imitating this behavior well makes someone a good comedian. Not only the intonation of the text, but also the rhythm conveys essential subtext in a message. These have been but a few thoughts on this subject. I hope you've enjoyed this experiment as much as I have. Yours, He Who Pretends to Know.